The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, what if all of our art and heritage was destroyed by rolling pandemics, political unrest and climate change by the year 2050? That's the scenario posed by the Louth Culture Quest, where participants are tasked with discovering 20 pieces of art scattered across the four corners of the wee county. Now, guiding them along the way is Lou, a custodian from the future, who's played by comedian Joe Rooney, a man better known maybe for playing characters like Father Damo and Father Ted and Timmy Higgins in Kilnascully. And he joins me now. Joe, good morning.
How are you, Pat? How's it going?
What a glamorous life you live. Blackpool last night, DCU today.
Yeah, that's right. I was doing a gig in Blackpool and I'm going to college now for the first time. So I have a lecture at 12 o'clock.
So the protesting students should be back in time for Joe.
I haven't got a lecture at 11:11, so I can't walk out of anything. So
when you finish with me here, you're off to DCU
to entertain
the troops.
Yeah, multimedia. No, I'm doing a course there. I'm doing a multimedia course.
Oh, I thought you were doing a lunchtime gig.
No, I'm studying there. I'm in my second year. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
So how are you finding college life?
I really love it. I'd never been to college in my youth, so it's interesting. I've had my first day in college, some young fella came up to me and he said, are you Joe Rooney? And yeah. Oh, I went to school with your son, you know. So, and people going, oh, my granddad loves your stuff.
Yeah. So you're the alpha in the back of the class.
I'm older than even the lecturers, so yeah.
Well, that's hopefully it's intimidating for them.
Hopefully, yeah, absolutely, yeah. No, I love it. It's brilliant, and it's great to, you know, the new media and all that kind of stuff. It's I'm catching up on all that, so it's great.
Now, you're a man, obviously, of many parts. Stand up last night in Blackpool, student today at lunchtime, and you were also playing Lou. What is this? So, foretaste of Armageddon, like in County Louth.
Yeah. Lou is it's an app, and you get the app, and it's a treasure hunt where you go and find. You have to try and find 20 pieces of art, works of art that are at heritage sites all around County Louth, and I'm presenting the app. I'm Lou. I've come from 2050. Art has disappeared because of disinterest, and I come back to save art, basically. So I'm from the future. I'm from a world where global warming has hit. Some parts of Louth are underwater. Clarehead and Termonfeckin, unfortunately, are already underwater.
It's a cheerful scenario.
RD is a fishing village now. and I ask people to take part in this treasure hunt to find these works of art.
So this is not an online treasure hunt. It starts with an app, which you
download
purchase.
The app. I think it's €5 or something, and you can get it on the Anton website as well. Then I kind of lead people through, and there's a brilliant script written by Nicola Cassidy, I think, an author. I think you've had her in, actually. She's written a few books, and it's really, it's amazing. And we shot it during lockdown, during the winter before last.
And do you have to create imagery that suggests 2050?
Well, the look I have is a bit Mad Max kind of a look, a bit steampunk kind of look, big long coats, kind of scarves tied around. I'd grown out my grey beard, and then it was actually, the weather was pretty ropey, so it kind of worked because it felt like when we were shooting it.
Doomsday.
It was doomsday. Yeah, there's some amazing shots, actually. This is Stephen Larkin. He shot it. Got some drone shots where I'm standing at one castle and the drone goes way up into the mist and I disappear in the mist and all that kind of stuff. You know,
sounds great. So suppose I download the app today, and I can. It's available already to download. Then it sets me off on basically a tour of County Louth. You don't have to do it in one fell swoop, of course.
You wouldn't be able to do it in one fell swoop. Like, you could probably maybe do it's divided into four parts. There's Dundalk, Drogheda, and then there's two parts that are all over Louth, and that obviously you'd have to drive around. So maybe you could do the walking part of Drogheda in one day, and you get brought to these, or you have to discover these places. The art is like in places I didn't know existed as well. There's like dolmens and standing stones all over, like way up to the north, way up. It's a small county, but you know, yeah. And then there's
so when you get there, I mean, presume there are clues along the way to bring me to each of these 20 places.
Yeah, there are clues. Yeah.
So I get there.
Yeah. Then you there's a QR code on the piece of art. When you find it, you can click on that, or the sat nav will. Once you're there, you know, you'll be clicked. Then you can get to the next clue for the next piece of art or heritage site. So there are heritage sites and art. So there's two things you'll find. And it's pretty good for kids. I've done a bit of a walking tour in Dundalk, and there were kids on it, and they were loving it. The idea that of the future. The kids were asking me, you know, what's going on in the future and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So they really get into it, you know.
And now, I hope these pieces of art are well protected, because, you know, the local lulas might decide to add a little to the artistic endeavour with their spray paints.
I don't think there's been any graffiti on them, but there was a couple of issues. A couple of the pieces of art disappeared within a day, and it wasn't Lula's doing it. It was the local Tidy Towns people came along and saw it. I didn't know what it was and just took it and put it away
and binned it.
But it was reinstated.
They have been restored.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so I go on to any of the App Store or
any of the App Stores, but also if you go on to www.anton.ie, Anton, because it was Paul Hayes' idea. He's the director of Anton in Dundalk, and Mary Claire Cowley. So you can get it also there on the website as well. Off you go. And it's brilliant. Didn't realise how many amazing places there are in Louth. These old standing stones and
I'm sure the place will be awash with people with their phones in their hands following the instructions of Lou, played by you.
Me. Okay. Good old Lou.
Joe, thank you very much for joining us. That's Joe Rooney. And if you want to get that, it's called Louth Culture Quest. And if you just Google that, you'll be directed to Antoine or indeed any of the app stores.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.